Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Hi, welcome. This is Let's Talk About It, your show for radio wellness, brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services, serving the Imperial Valley with wellness radio once a week for over a decade. We've been doing this for a while. Hey, we have a really interesting show that's going to try to cover a lot of ground. So I'm not going to dally here. We're going to jump right in. I am joined today by psychologist Professor Julia Ruckledge. Dr. Ruckledge is professor of clinical psychology in the Department of Psychology at the University of Canterbury, Christchurch, New Zealand. Yeah, we flew her out for the no. Amazing, you know, just a tangential moment on technology. She's actually coming to us live by Skype. It's amazing what this world can do now. So it's tomorrow where she's talking to me from, and we really appreciate her coming aboard. She's originally from Toronto. You'll hear her Canadian. She did her training in neurobiology and clinical psychology. Her interest in nutrition and mental illnesses, which we're going to talk about today, grew out of her own research showing poor outcomes for children with significant psychiatric illness, despite receiving conventional treatments for their conditions. In the last 6 years, she's been investigating the role of micronutrients in the expression of mental illness, with a specific focus on ADHD, bipolar disorder, anxiety, more recently stress and PTSD, associated with the earthquakes in New Zealand, which, we share their pain. Welcome aboard, Dr. Ruckledge. Thank you so much for taking the time and the intercontinental connection. Appreciate you coming aboard.
Always my pleasure to talk to anyone who wants to hear about nutrition and mental illness.
Now, you know, I was just looking today, and the American College of Physicians brought out in their Annals of Internal Medicine a fairly comprehensive diagnostic kind of treatment modality, clinical decision tree, basically, for treating major depression disorder. And I think probably it was being heralded by the therapy people because they said that there's moderate evidence that CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy, and medication, new line depression medication, were similarly effective treatment for major depressive disorder. They didn't have much information on complementary or alternative treatments, but the one thing I really noticed was there was no mention of nutrition.
Right. That's not surprising. Coming from the medical community, typically in medicine, maybe I think it's changing in some places in the world, but they don't actually get a lot of education on nutrition, and so it's not surprising that they don't think about it. And to be honest, when I went through clinical psychology, I was taught that diet was pretty insignificant and didn't play a very big role at all in the treatment of mental illness. And so it's only through my work and then reading the literature that it's been opened my mind to the potential of nutritional therapy as a really valid way forward. It's disappointing to hear that they haven't mentioned nutrition because there's a pretty substantial body of evidence that shows that just what you eat influences your mood, and those studies are not just cross-sectional studies. They're not just studies where they look at people's diet and then assess their mood. They're also studies that look at people's diet and mood and then follow them over an extended period of time and then see whether or not they develop depression down the road. So there's a wealth of data now that shows that what you eat does influence your mental health, and that if the more you eat a Western type of diet, which is the processed types of foods, the low in fruits and vegetables, high in takeaways, high in sugar, the greater your risk for depression. And the more you eat, the Mediterranean diet is the one that's been investigated the most. The more you eat that type of diet, which is high in good fats and nuts, fish, fruits and vegetables, low in processed food, the better your mental health. So it is disappointing that it's taking so long for the medical community to pay attention.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.